Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Final hour, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3. The game, Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Michelle Knezovic here with you on this Friday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. By the way, I got a pair of tickets to give away to see the Nashville Predators take on the Arizona Coyotes coming up on Monday, November 21st. That's this upcoming Monday. Be calling number 5-615-737-1025. 615-737-1025. Caller number 5 will win a pair of tickets to see the Preds take on the Arizona Coyotes coming up at Bridgestone Arena on Monday. 615-737-1025. Talking Titans, welcoming your thoughts on our phone and text lines. Driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. 615-737-1025. If you missed it, Titans offensive coordinator Todd Downing, according to multiple reports, was arrested for DUI and speeding earlier this morning. This has been confirmed by the Williamson County Sheriff's Office and multiple reports now out there. So Titans offensive coordinator Todd Downing apparently arrested this morning around 3 o'clock and has since posted bond. So we'll see what the Titans have to say on that as more information becomes available today, Joe. But not a good look for Todd Downing, not a good look for the Titans, and interested to see what the Titans have to say about that coming up a little bit later. As we wait for more information on that to come out, the game last night, Joe, they win 27-17, and I thought it was actually a really good performance by Todd Downing that has been tainted and overshadowed today based on what we've learned this morning. But offensively, Ryan Tannehill, really good last night, 22 of 27 for over 300 yards and two touchdowns. He did have the one interception. That was really the only mistake of the night for the Titans and for Ryan Tannehill, specifically in the passing game. Treylon Burks, 7 catches, 111 yards last night. Austin Hooper, a couple of touchdowns. Derrick Henry, a passing touchdown last night. And quite frankly, Joe, like I thought the final score really didn't indicate how dominant the Titans were. I thought they were in total control of that game the whole time. They win 27-17. They improve to 7-3 on the season. What'd you make of the Titans' performance last night at Lambeau Field? Do we have Joe?
Joe, you're muted.
Two in a row.
Hey, man, there may be like 5 or 6 more before this last hour gets done. I'm just going to warn you right now. Let me just say this, too, because I think this is a situation exactly like this. You know, we should talk about the game because every single member of that Titans organization deserves to, like, enjoy today, you know? Like the players, the coach, everybody deserves to enjoy this, enjoy the time, the win, the upward trajectory. And those things are going to continue, you know, on the football front, regardless of what happens with Todd Downing. But this is just such a weird situation because of his situation, which is utterly ridiculous and just incredibly stupid. And so it's just, I'm just telling you right now, this is a weird situation right now talking about this with that. So but regardless, the game itself happened, and there was a lot to like about the game. And to me, the number one takeaway, in my opinion, is Treylon Burks, because he's the guy who can take this offense to a different level. I don't expect him to just start, you know, going 7 for 111 over and over again. I mean, I'm sure there's going to be a 2-catch-for-27-yard week ahead at some point, right? I mean, I don't expect this passing game to be what it was last night every week. I think the Packers, I don't hate the Packers game plan, but the Titans were ready for it and made them pay for it. And Tannehill was just terrific. He was so sharp. But I still think, you know, we've seen Tannehill play well. You said it earlier. Was that his best performance? I mean, it was a really good one. It's the best one I can remember in a while for him. But to me, Treylon Burks being that big play guy, other guys had chunk plays last night, but some of those were also like you know, wide open and schemed or bust by the Packers. But Treylon Burks has flat out beat guys outrunning them. He can go get those 50-50 balls. He's big and strong. He's fast. And he seems to be figuring things out, healthy, past the turf toe. So that's something that could make this give this team a little bit different ceiling, a little bit different outlook moving forward.
For sure. And Treylon Burks, big night last night. 8 targets, 7 catches for him, over 100 yards. 2 big ones, a 44-yarder on the first drive of the game and a 51-yarder on the final drive of the game for Treylon Burks. So lots to like there from his standpoint and the way that he played last night. Austin Hooper with 2 touchdowns last night. So continuing to be involved in the offense and making some big catches. You know, the first one was the touchdown pass from Derrick Henry on the jump pass at the goal line. And then the second one, the final touchdown for the Titans on the night, Joe. I mean, you got 3 guys that Tannehill fits that ball through, and it's a great catch by Hooper, ruled a touchdown after the officials looked at it. But that was a great throw, great catch. It just felt like last night Tannehill was basically putting the ball wherever he wanted to put it for the most part, other than the one interception where he didn't see Rasul Douglas kind of drop back into coverage on that route. And, you know, you can't have that. You gotta either see it or recognize it late and throw it away. I understand all that. But that was really the only mistake that he made last night. Other than that, it was a pretty flawless performance by Ryan Tannehill. Got another mute from Rex Road.
I swear I did not mute myself. What is going on right now?
There's a ghost.
I don't know. That Wisconsin cold up there is getting to you.
I think my keyboard is just freezing because I'm this close to this ridiculous weather. Sorry, my goodness. No, that was a mistake. It was a really good play by Douglas. And that was there too. I mean, it was there. I think if the ball's out earlier or if the route's a little different, you know, that he flattened it, you know, and it was a straight crossing pattern. And it was a one-man route. You know, I liked the shot there, but so many of his throws last night. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I was like, wow, what a throw. Or, man, that was perfectly timed, perfectly placed. I think the zip was back on his throws. So it appears, you know, that ankle is getting better. That should be a non-factor by the time. And he was asked, I think TD asked him last night, you know, your next game is, of course, against the Bengals. So get ready for those. You know, Todd Downing's going to take a lot of storyline here in the short term, but next week we'll be talking about Ryan Tannehill and the Bengals and all that stuff. But he should be all healthy and ready to go and confident. And, you know, the protection was better. Again, that's the first thing Vrabel said last night when he was asked about why the passing game took that step or had that huge night. The first word he said was protection. But even with that, I mean, Tannehill did get crushed a few times, got sacked 3 times. It wasn't perfect, but he keeps standing in there. And if you can play the way he played last night, even when you just don't know, you can't feel confident in your blind side being protected all night like you used to with Taylor Lewan there. Dennis Daly gets him hit a few times every game. Preston Smith abused Dennis Daly a few times last night. And still, Tannehill stood in there and played the way he did.
Well, and Robert Woods, Joe, we've been talking about him this week. 6 catches, 69 yards for Woods last night. I mean, he didn't break the big win or anything, but I thought a really solid game from Robert Woods, which was good to see.
Yeah, I mean, that's, again, one of them, I don't know what happened. He should not have been as wide open as he was, and I think that was the 32-yarder. So if you take that away, you have 5 catches for 37 yards. You know, it's about, by my math, about 7 yards a catch. But still, contested catches. He made some strong plays in traffic. I'm still not sure, you know, Robert Woods, like, is he, you know, I don't know that he looked all that explosive. Again, he had the one big play. But still, he got open enough to be targeted 7 times and catch 6 of those, and the Titans will sure as heck take that. I mean, 8 targets for Burks, 7 catches, 7 targets for Woods, 6 catches, 4 targets for Austin Hooper, 4 catches. Those are the top 3, you know, of 27 passes. Those 3 guys ate up 19 of the passes that Tannehill threw.
We'll have more of your thoughts on the Titans coming up next at 615-737-1025. 615-737-1025. Let me tell you about my friends at FanDuel Sportsbook. You can start NFL Week 11 off the right way with a no-sweat same-game parlay from FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. And it doesn't matter if you're new to FanDuel or already have an account. You'll get free bets back if your Thursday night same-game parlay doesn't hit. And that is not Thursday night. We're talking Sunday. Cowboys and Vikings. I've told you about this game all week. It's going to be a big one in the NFC. I've got the Vikings on the money line. I've also got Justin Jefferson as an anytime touchdown scorer. I just think the Vikings are playing really well right now, and I like their defense in this matchup too. But you can take it any way you want to take it. Same game parlay is just one of the reasons I bet with FanDuel. They've got great live betting options, great odds boosts and specials as well. And there's no feeling like nailing the same game parlay bet. So lock in your bet today on FanDuel Sportsbook. If you're new to FanDuel Sportsbook, sign up today with promo code Rob for your no sweat first bet up to $1,000. Once again, that promo code is Rob. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable free bets that expire 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Got a gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline at 1-800-889-9789. Join Big Joe Dubin and Elijah Campbell tonight for the Apple Collision Center's Game Blitz, presented by National Playmakers Academy from 6 to midnight. They'll preview the big games and then take you through the night of high school football around the mid-state. It's the Apple Collision Center's Game Blitz, presented by National Playmakers Academy on 102.5-106.3 The Game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on 102.5-106.3 The Game. We are streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook. Our video streaming brought to you by the Law Offices of Amanda J. Gentry. We are live from the Hillside Medical Game Studio on this Friday morning. So, Joe, lots of good last night for the Titans in their 27-17 win against the Packers. The bad continues to be the injuries. Denico Autry leaving the game last night with an injury. Christian Fulton aggravating the hamstring again last night. And, you know, with Autry getting carted off, it looked like it may not be very good and that maybe he could be out a while. Paul Kaharsky from PaulKaharsky.com did point out last night that it was not a season-ending injury for Denico Autry. This from Jeremy Fowler from ESPN this morning. Says Titans outside linebacker Denico Autry will get an MRI on the knee today. Source said he's doing good, not believed to be a major injury, but tests will determine the full scope. So if you've avoided a major injury, if you're Denico Autry, obviously that's really good for him, really good for the Titans. I do wonder how long he'll be out as they move forward here, though, because without him in there, they've plugged and played a lot this year, and you know they just won a game without Jeffrey Simmons 5 days ago. So I'm not saying they can't continue to win games, but Denico Autry been pretty incredibly important as to what the Titans have been able to do so far this year. We have another mute for Rex Road. This is an impressive run you're on.
So the thing is, I just clicked it. I thought I was unmuting myself. I was actually muting myself.
It's like four in a row. It's unbelievable.
For anyone who's listening at the beginning of the show, I wasn't kidding when I said I needed to find a dairy farmer around here who has a high-powered cattle prod to shake. Oh my God. Anyway, what were you just saying?
Denico Autry.
Yes.
Really important player for the Titans.
If I didn't mute myself there, I was about to launch into a brilliant point. Look, anything can happen in a game, in a particular game like in January. And the Titans, as we've talked about, they look like they have the makings of maybe an actual NFL passing attack at some point. But I firmly believe that the Titans are not winning playoff games if they don't have Simmons, Autry, Dupree all going at a high level together in the postseason. So that's the thing about this is it's a huge game with the Bengals next. It's a huge game at Philly next. But you look at what they have done now by winning these two games and where they are in their division, they're going to win the division. So it's like, look, we've been talking about the number one seed today. You're trying to do as well as you can, and who knows? That could be possible. I don't know. The Chiefs and Bills could both fall off, and the Bills have had some stumbles. It's possible. But worst-case scenario, like, you got enough games on this schedule that I think you can handle that, like, you're going to be hosting a home game. So a lot of this is also, like, it's just getting ready for basically 2 months from now when the games that matter start. One of the things that has to happen, in my opinion, is that those three guys, you know, along with a healthy secondary and all that, but those three guys have got to be a part of it to give them a chance.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, Fulton, too, the hamstring, it's been something that's been nagging at him for a while. You know, he missed the game on Sunday against Denver, and now he's in practice this week. He plays, and when he was on the field last night, Joe, I thought he played really well yet again. But hopefully this time off here, some time to get the hamstring completely healed. They need that hamstring to be something that's behind Christian Fulton, because – he's been so good when he's been available for him this year and when he's been on the field. They need the hamstring to be something that he can get over, because when he's at full strength and playing his best and he's healthy so far this year, he has turned into a legitimate number one corner for the Titans.
Yeah, and this is where this is where this 10-day break should be beneficial. But yeah, like, You don't want that to keep happening. And I understand, we know well, if you've been following the Tennessee Titans in recent times, that you can go a long period of time if someone has a hammy and then it can flare back up on them. So at some point it's like, he seems to be healthy, he's fine, play him. But with Fulton, boy, you really need to make sure you nip that in the bud.
Yeah.
And get that taken care of. Can I just really quickly just go off on someone here?
If you would like
to.
Go for
it, Rexford. Yeah, take the floor.
Keep it honest. @NashTNMom1 just tweeted at me, "Don't forget, Joe, as you take swipes at Downing, you literally sell cannabis on the air. Are you that much of a dumbass?" I'm now tweeting, "Don't forget to delete your account."
Wow.
First of all, there's no swipes at Downing, okay? We haven't done anything remotely taking swipes at Downing. Calling what he did incredibly stupid? Yeah, that's what it was. Also, I have no problem with Todd Downing putting down some drinks after a big win. Great. You know, as Buck tweeted, it's not just that, like, you have the means to get a ride. You have free lifts provided by the Titans.
Yeah.
So this is not swipes at anyone. This is an incredibly stupid thing that he's accountable for, and there's no excuse for it. Cannabis, alcohol, these things, they're all fine to be enjoyed in moderation, and don't get behind a freaking wheel, you idiot.
Very well said. Let's go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in Eddie from Nashville. Eddie, thanks for calling in.
Oh, what's going on, guys? Appreciate you having me on.
What's going on?
Oh, man, dude, I feel bad for Todd Downing. He's got so much flack this year. Finally has a good game, and then unfortunate news. But, how about the passing game? I've been pretty critical on what these receivers can do and what they've produced this year. But, I mean, I'm feeling pretty good on Friday morning, 10 days off. The Titans are looking in a weirdly good spot in the AFC. As we were talking about earlier, I don't think they could, anybody expect them to be on top of the AFC right now. Getting pretty close.
Hey, thanks for the call, Eddie. I mean, look, they're in a good spot. They're 7-3. You're going to do a game against Cincinnati, which is at home, so there's going to be a lot of energy around that game, given what happened last time out in the playoffs. We know what's coming up the week after that, Joe, as the rematch with, or I don't know if it's a rematch, the matchup with A.J. Brown looming large as the Titans would take on the Eagles. So there are a couple of big ones coming up for the Titans. But, yeah, right now, 7-3, sitting in a really good spot. I said this earlier. They're one of two teams that have 7 wins right now in the AFC. Now, granted, they've also played this week in Week 11, where other teams have not yet to this point. So There is that too. But Miami, Kansas City, and Tennessee, the three teams in the AFC that have reached the 7-win mark thus far. So the Titans are sitting at a good spot, and we'll see what happens this weekend in the NFL and what that spot looks like in terms of the overall AFC picture after this weekend is all said and done. Speaking of this weekend, it is time for Pigskin Pick'em coming up. We've got some picks to get to. The Titans obviously have already played. The Vols and Vanderbilt on the schedule. We'll have some individual picks in the NFL and in college football as well. All that ahead. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.
Now, it's time for Pigskin Pick'em with Robbie and Rex Road on ESPN 102.5 The Game and the Game Nashville app.
And it is that time of the day, time for Pigskin Pick'em here on Robbie and Rex Road. Titans have already played, but Vanderbilt in action this weekend. Tennessee taking on South Carolina. We'll have some individual picks to get to as well. Well, by the way, all three of us picked the Titans yesterday in the competition. So these are factored in to the Pigskin Pick'em standings that I took the liberty of updating last night myself. So the Titans already in the win column for all of us this week at 1-0. So a good head start on Pigskin Pick'em. The standings overall in Pigskin Pick'em are as such. Michelle Knezovic 4-2 last week with her lock. She is currently taking the lead in the competition with an overall record of 35-26. 6-4 on her locks, good for 41 points. Robbie Stanley in second place, 3-3 last week, did not get my lock. 35-26 as well, so identical records. The difference is I am 4-6 on my locks, good for 39 points. Joe Rexrode, 1-5 last week, but has already matched his win total this week with correctly guessing the Titans, 23-38 overall, 1-9 on his locks, good for 24 points. So Joe, you're still in there.
Yeah, I'm still in there.
All right, with that in mind, let's get to the picks this week. Florida taking on Vanderbilt here in Nashville. The Gators favored by 14.5 in that game. So a nice, interesting little hook there. Michelle Knezovic, you're in first place, so you were up first. Florida favored by 14.5.
Okay, so I teased this a little bit in Call Your Shot Friday. I think that Vanderbilt is going to use that momentum that they got in Kroger Field last Saturday and bring it to this week. I think Mike Wright starts, and I think that they easily cover that spread. I also think they win this game.
There we go. So Michelle going with the Vandy win outright. So I'll go Florida minus the 14.5. I think they're going to win by about 16 or 17. I said to be tied heading into the fourth quarter, which I believe. But a big fourth quarter for Anthony Richardson, and the Gators win by 16 points. Joe Rexrode, Vanderbilt and Florida. Florida favored by 14.5.
I think Vanderbilt is going to cover and make this a good game, so give me Florida.
We're going with the George Costanza approach once again. Tennessee taking on South Carolina on the road, a night game at Williams-Brice Stadium. The Vols favored by 21.5 in this game on the road at South Carolina. I'll go first. Give me the Vols and make it my lock. I'm locking down on Tennessee. I think that they're going to do pretty much whatever they want to do offensively against South Carolina. No, I am leaving open a slight possibility of Spencer Rattler getting hot and this turning into some sort of a shootout out there. But I think Tennessee's got a statement to make. I think Jalin Hyatt's got a statement to make. And I will take the Tennessee Vols minus 21.5 points, and I will lock down on it. Joe Rexrode, Vols favored by 21.5.
So I actually think South Carolina is going to hang for a while in this game. And the half, I think it's going to be right around 45-24 Vols. That's the score I have, which means I think South Carolina is going to cover, which means give me Tennessee.
All right, Joe going with the Vols as well. Michelle Knezovic, Vols favored by 21.5.
I love the reverse psychology, Joe.
He's tried it once.
Night game. Listen, we all know in college football that home field is a big advantage. I think that Tennessee is the better team. I think that they do end up winning, but I talked on it on Call Your Shot. I think they win by, listen, the shot is one touchdown, but they probably win by about two. So give me South Carolina plus the 22.5.
21.5, but yes.
21.5, I'm sorry.
Michelle going with the South Carolina Gamecocks to cover against the Vols. We move to the individual portion of the program since all of us already have a victory under our belts with the Titans taking down the Green Bay Packers last night. Michelle Knezovic, you're up first. Your first individual selection.
Okay, I'm looking at this game. We got Ole Miss at Arkansas. Ole Miss has had a great season so far. I mean, they were so close to beating Alabama. They're a 2.5-point favorite at Arkansas, but I think they win this game by about 3 points. So give me Ole Miss minus the 2.5 and make that one my lock.
Locking down on Lane Kiffin and Ole Miss. Joe Rexroad, your first individual selection.
So I can't believe Penn State at Rutgers is only Penn State minus 19. Rutgers is just, and the guy who Jared would have be Tennessee's coach,
yes,
is just awful.
Hey, they hung with Michigan for a while.
Yeah, and then they lost by a million. So I think Penn State's going to absolutely wax Rutgers, so give me Rutgers.
Rutgers taking
and the points.
The points versus Penn State.
Let's go, Shiano.
There we go.
Get me out of this hole.
All right, my first individual selection. I agree with what Joe said earlier. I think UCLA is going to beat USC. USC's favored by 2.5 in this game, so give me UCLA plus the 2.5 against the Trojans in that game. Joe, your second individual selection.
Illinois at Michigan. 17.5 is an interesting line. Illinois has been a really good story, but they've totally fallen off the map. It's at Michigan. You have the look-ahead factor, but in Illinois plays, you know, they play good D and they run the ball. They have a very good running back. I think Michigan's going to win that game, you know, by about 20-23. So give me Illinois.
Going with the Fighting Illini against Michigan. My second pick, I will go with the Minnesota Vikings minus the 1.5 against the Cowboys. I just like the way Minnesota's playing right now. Justin Jefferson is an absolute freak out there. I think Minnesota's defense is really good. So I will take the Vikings at 8-1 minus the 1.5 against the Dallas Cowboys. Michelle Knezovic, your second individual selection.
Wait, they're plus 1.5 on FanDuel.
They're plus 1.5.
Yeah, at home.
Well, that changed. All right, well, I'll definitely take them plus 1.5. Yeah.
Bizarre.
I'm sticking in the NFL as well. Listen, we all know that they're on a 2-game win streak. The Detroit Lions at the New York Giants or Jersey Giants.
Oh, yeah.
The Giants are favored by 3. Give me the Giants minus the 3. I feel very confident in that. I think Saquon Barkley is going to run all over those Detroit Lions.
I thought you were going to go Lions for a second.
Yeah, listen.
Going for 3 wins in a row.
Yeah, I can't. They're in division. They just beat the Bears, too.
In division. All right. My final individual selection. Fan. Give me the Georgia Bulldogs minus 22.5 against Kentucky. I appreciate Michelle's spirit from Will Levis and this Kentucky football program, but I think they are what I like to refer to affectionately as the Walking Dead right now. Give me Georgia minus 22.5 against Kentucky. Joe Rexroad, your final individual selection.
Well, you took mine, Michelle. I mean, the Lions at Giants. How is that a 3-point line? I mean, seriously, the Giants.
2-game winning streak.
The effing Lions?
Beat the Packers, that's why.
Yeah.
By the way, before I make this pick, I would like to apologize for losing my temper and screaming dumbass and idiot to the dumbass idiot who tweeted at me, so I apologize for that. But back to the pick. It's like this.
Okay.
Well, I shouldn't have yelled.
Okay. So you go with the Lions?
Hold on. The Giants are going to win this game by double figures. Like, I'm confident in that. Like,
God.
Like this is an easy one. So give me the Lions and make it my lock.
Yep, there we go. Locking down on the Detroit Lions. Michelle Knezovic, your final individual selection.
Okay, my final individual selection. I'm in between 2 games, Bengals-Steelers or Raiders-Broncos. But I'm going to go with the Bengals at the Steelers. It's in Pittsburgh. The Bengals, though, are favored by 3.5. But listen, the Steelers have TJ Watt back. We all know the Bengals have an awful offensive line. So give me the Steelers plus the 3.5. I think the Bengals end up winning, but I think it's going to be a close one.
That would be the second consecutive close game. And it was week one. Pittsburgh took down the Bengals. And you thought, oh, man.
They did.
Mitch Trubisky and those boys are going to be a force this year in the AFC. And they have not been. But plus 3.5. Could be a very interesting game. If you're a Titans fan, are you rooting, Joe, for the Bengals to win this weekend or to lose? Like, just get a loss out of the way? Or to win?
I don't know. That's a good question. I'd say...
are they in first in their division?
I think the Ravens are.
Oh, yeah, duh.
I mean, to me, I think you're all, just anybody who you could potentially be in a seeding situation with, you know. You root against them, right?
Big Steelers fans in Nashville this weekend. We know how much the Titans fans love the Steelers. 615-737-1025. 615-737-1025. This has been Pigskin Pick'em. Joe, Michelle, good luck in the competition this weekend.
Good luck, guys. Back in first place.
Thank you.
Welcome.
By the way, guys, I've been going through the text line. And there's just most of them can't be read, but I must say, I just want to say to all of you that there's some pretty funny stuff in there.
It's a banner day on the text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. We'll have more thoughts on the Titans and the weekend in sports coming up next. But first, Michelle Knezovic has a word from Superbook Sportsbook.
Yes, I do. Thank you, Robbie. And you just heard a lot of my picks I've got going for this weekend. If you want to take a look at the teams in Tennessee, I've got Vanderbilt on the money line over Florida. I've also got South Carolina on the money line over Tennessee, and also them covering it. But listen, right now we've got football, basketball, hockey, and soon enough the World Cup. There's no better place to wager on all of that than Superbook Sports. When you sign up, deposit, and wager all on the same day, Superbook will give you a bonus up to $1,000. When the sports world is busy, it's time to get busy winning some money. So download the Superbook Sportsbook app or visit superbook.com to wager and win today. Visit superbook.com for terms and conditions. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-889-9789.
Tune into the college football game of the week on 102.5, 106.3 The Game this Saturday as MTSU takes on Florida Atlantic at 2:30. College football game of the week brought to you by Twin Peaks, home of 29 degree drafts and wall-to-wall sports, and Superbook Sports, voted number one sportsbook in Vegas. Download their app today. Welcome back in. Final segment of the day here on Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. We're taking your thoughts on our phone and text lines driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Joe, I think I saw this first from Chris Harris from WSMV. The Titans putting out a statement on the arrest of Todd Downing for DUI. Quote, "We are aware of the reports regarding Todd Downing and are in the process of gathering additional information." That's the statement put out by the Titans. So we wondered if we would hear something from the Titans prior to Mike Vrabel speaking at 11:30. That was the statement put out there a short time ago by the Tennessee Titans regarding the Todd Downing situation, which, if you missed it, reports that Todd Downing was arrested early this morning around 3 o'clock for DUI and speeding, and then was released on bond after that. So we'll see what happens in terms of what that means for him as they move forward here, but that is the latest in the information of the Todd Downing situation that we know at this point.
So it's very possible, probable that the first, actual addressing of this will be from Vrabel at his Zoom press conference today.
I'm sure he's highly looking forward to that.
Yeah. It leaves the place last night like, oh man, Zoom from home, big win, 7-3, and today this is the topic.
Yeah, just not good stuff there from the Titans, from Todd Downing as far as they're concerned. Should be enjoying a win today. Hard-fought win on Thursday Night Football against Green Bay. Best offensive performance of the season to this, and now you have the Todd Downing situation creating a pretty big distraction on that front today. Joe, we've been all over the Titans today in their big win against the Packers last night. What do you make of these matchups that we just talked about in Pigskin Pick'em? The matchup for Vanderbilt against Florida, and then, of course, the nightcap with Tennessee going on the road to take on South Carolina.
Well, I'm very interested to see with Vanderbilt if they can build off of this massive moment. I mean, this is a program moment for them. It was emotional. We talked about Clark Lee with it this week. And now they've got a team that's good, talented, but has been very erratic. And week to week, you kind of don't know what you're going to get from Florida. I think if Florida plays its best, Florida should handle this game. But I'm very interested. Does Vanderbilt build on it, get energy from it, or is there a little bit of a, because it was this emotional release, does that actually work against the Commodores? You know, that's very interesting. And obviously, the Vols are playing to impress, not just playing to win. All that matters ultimately, you get a 1-point win and you still are, you're right there to be in the playoff. But a thumping would be good for the Vols. You know, I really believe that it would be. And I think they will play to the whistle in this one to try to get that done. I do feel like Spencer Rattler and that South Carolina offense could give them some trouble. I mean, he at times looks kind of like the guy he was cracked up to be when, I mean, think about that. Like 14 months ago, people were talking about him being the number one pick.
Yeah.
You know, but I mean, he has some talent and it is at night. It is on the road. I don't see the path. Unless you have what Georgia has defensively, really for anybody to slow this Tennessee offense down, it's certainly not South Carolina. So, I mean, the Vols need to put a number on them, and I think they're going to try to do that, and I think they'll probably succeed in doing that.
Well, and this is a road game that is at night. I would describe South Carolina as an underrated road atmosphere. It can get pretty loud in there, and they've got, you know, sandstorm blasting around in there all the time. I mean, it's going to be a fun environment. If you check out the message boards for South Carolina, they don't seem to be very confident heading into this game, but should be a fun environment at Williams-Brice Stadium. I'm interested to see how Tennessee handles that. Last time, you know, they were in a hostile environment. Not that South Carolina is going to be anything like what Georgia was down in Athens a few weeks ago, but they did not handle the crowd or the environment pretty well, and Josh Heupel's talked multiple times about that this week, so we'll see if they can handle that a little bit better on Saturday night. Joe, the Preds get their third consecutive win last night. They take down the New York Islanders 5-4. Juuso Parsonen with two goals in that game. Philip Forsberg also scoring in that game. By the way, the listeners and Joe Rexroad now tied atop the standings in first place at Preds Pick the Click with four correct answers apiece. Michelle with three.
Thank you.
And I am alone in the basement with two correct answers. What have you made of the response of the Predators since they've come back home offensively? A little bit of an explosion last night for them, and now they've won three consecutive games.
Yeah, much needed. And obviously, they had the 2-1 wins. You're like, okay, Saros looking more like himself. Defense, you know, they're figuring some things out in the D zone and having these killer giveaways, things like that. But can they find offense? Now they find some offense. And look, Juuso Parsonen is – it's a heck of a story. Said it the other day. It's like you've got a lot of young guys with high hopes in this organization because there's just turnover coming. There's major turnover coming not too far down the road. And the Fabros and Tolvanens, you know, it hasn't gone nearly as well as hope. But then you get a Janot in there, and that's a great story. And maybe Parsonen is the next Janot.
Well, maybe so. And – you know, it's certainly off to a good start with him playing top line minutes with Forsberg and Granlund, and I thought he was impressive once again last night. Joe, final thoughts on the Titans and their win against the Packers. They're at 7-3. Get some time off now before taking on the Bengals next Sunday. What did that win tell you about what this team can continue to maybe evolve into as an offense, especially with a passing attack as they move forward here?
Well, Treylon Burks gives them another dimension. We thought it was possible. We saw glimpses of it, but you saw a full game of what he can do. And I think that's absolutely continues to be the priority. He still only played 48% of the snaps last night. I think you want him to be up in the 60s, you know, as the season progresses. And he's just a guy who can figured out any situation and can make plays in different kinds of ways. So it's a big development for them. You know, on the Downing front with that, one other thing to think about here, like if Downing is suspended, that's a lot of workload that's now someone else has to figure out. You know, I guess I would assume that Tim Kelly would just kind of, when they did hire a passing game coordinator,
yeah,
I would assume that he would slide into that role and be the OC if there is a suspension, which of course that'll be a totally different, you know, storyline with like, okay, basically here's your audition to replace him next year. I mean, what a weird deal, but it puts the Titans in a bind too, if that's the case. I mean, look, whatever you think about Todd Downing, first of all, he had a very good night of work last night. He did his job well last night, and that's a lot of work that someone else has to do now if there is a suspension.
Yep, I'm interested to see what Vrabel has to say about it a little bit later today. I mean, I don't know exactly what he's going to say, if there's going to be much to what he says today, but I think Mike Vrabel's scheduled to speak to the media at 11:30, so interested to see that. Obviously not the way that Mike Vrabel wanted to be spending his day today on the Zoom discussing Todd Downing in the aftermath of a big win for the Titans last night against Green Bay, but we'll see what happens on that front. Joe, as far as the AFC South picture is concerned, Titans still in great shape. Colts taking on the Eagles this weekend, so if the Eagles take down the Colts, that would drop the Colts to 4-6-1. And with them at 4-6-1 and the Titans at 7-3, I mean, the division is looking pretty darn good at that point. So I guess this week you're rooting for A.J. Brown and the Eagles before you have to see him a week from Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you could just root for the Eagles, you know, but without A.J. Brown. But I did notice there were no tweets from A.J. Brown about the Titans receivers last night.
There were not.
So that's a good step forward. But, yeah, look, I mean, look, we'll flip it around. What if the Colts beat the Eagles?
Yeah.
Jeff Saturday is going to be the toast. All of a sudden, he's in the Coach of the Year discussion.
Yeah, he is.
But it's – I'm gonna assume the Eagles bounce back and win that game. And if and when they do, you're not calling it yet, but the path for anyone to even make this interesting is really, really difficult.
Yep, no question about it. So we'll see what happens on that front this weekend. We'll be back coming up on Monday morning at 6 o'clock. Joe, be careful as you travel in the cold north depths of the Wisconsin sun up there. And as you're pointing out on the stream, good luck to Nolensville football tonight.
Nolensville Page, big one. United Fridays for Nights. Thank you.
That's right. We'll be back coming up on Monday morning. Chase Willie and D-Mex coming up next. This is 102.5, 106.3, The Game.
Ready to put a little spin on your day? Then check out Chumba Casino's new online social casino game, Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's free and packed with 10,000 ways to play, only at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.